Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the wild world of Tesla's full self-driving. Buckle up, Buttercup, because this is a bumpy ride.
Oh, I'm so ready for this. It feels like every week there's a new FSD update. What's got you buzzing this time?
Well, the latest FSD versions, they're sneaky. Release notes, barely a whisper, but on the road, game changer. It's like the car suddenly woke up and smelled the coffee, or maybe the charging station.
So what's different? Are we talking about actual parking, or just that awkward halfway in the space thing again?
Oh no, this is legit parking. Like, lines itself up, slides in perfectly, better than half the humans in my neighborhood, let me tell you. Still not consistent, but way more than a fluke. I even had a day with 4 for 4 perfect park jobs. Mind blown.
4 for 4? Wow, that's huge. Any tips?
Yeah, try navigating to a PIN instead of an address. Seems to make a difference. And get this, it's nailing these random situations. Like, nudging closer to toll booths, stopping right at the window. Magic, I tell you.
No way. So it's like the car is getting smarter about context, even before that 3x context boost they keep talking about?
Exactly. And traffic patterns? Next level. It's anticipating gaps, making moves I wouldn't even attempt. It's like it has a sixth sense.
Okay, so it's parking, it's navigating tolls, it's mastering traffic, but there's always a but, right?
Well, let's just say the chicken lane incident sparked some heated debate. FSD used the center turn lane to merge, perfectly executed, but some people lost their minds. Accusations of impoliteness, illegality, the whole shebang. I even had to pull up the actual law to prove my point.
Oh, the joys of the internet. Always someone ready to argue. But aside from the chicken lane drama, any other hiccups?
A few. Snow driving still needs work, braking distance in particular. Had a near miss there. And sometimes it just gets confused, like facing a blocked alley, it just sits there, needs a little more common sense sprinkled in.
Sounds about right. It's getting there, but still needs some fine tuning.
Exactly. But overall, I'm blown away. Stuff I'd have freaked out about a year ago is now just another Tuesday. 5-lane U-turn? No biggie. The confidence is insane. It's gone from science experiment to daily driver material, at least for me.
It's an exciting time to be a Tesla nerd, that's for sure. Thanks for the deep dive. I'm always learning something new on this show.
Anytime. And remember, folks, even when it feels like your car has a PhD in driving, keep those hands on the wheel. Just in case. Until next time, stay nutty.
Goodbye.